Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
New music in a way that will never ever be repeated on this show.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for March. Another great month of music. The album I like the best is Waxahachie's new album called Tiger Blood. It's a follow-up to the album she released in 2020 called St. Cloud. It has that same sort of all-country feel to it. What makes this album special for me is the band she formed with Spencer Tweedy on drums and MJ Letterman of the band Wednesday, who plays guitars and sings background vocals. There's a lot of charm to this record that I liked quite a lot. The song I suggest playing is called Evil Spawn. My song of the month comes from another great album that was released in March called Live Lavelle by the band Chastity Belt. It's their first new album in 5 years. The song I like is called Chemtrails and is a bit of a departure from the rest of the record because it has a kind of an ominous sound with the guitar adding some nice tension throughout. That'll do it for me. Look forward to hearing the picks of the other community members, and I wish everyone a great month of April.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and the suburbs community. It's Joe Fleischer from High Point, North Carolina, here to talk about new music in a way that will never, ever be repeated on this show. That's because I'm talking about two bands from the Faroe Islands. In March, these two powerful albums were released by metal bands based in the Faroes, a set of 18 rocky volcanic islands in the North Atlantic between Iceland and Norway, where my family comes from. The Faroes, which are part of the Danish kingdom, are home to 52,000 people who speak the Faroese language that is said to be very close to what many Vikings spoke 1,000 years ago. The first band is Hamford. The title of their album I can't pronounce, but it translates roughly to "My God's Hands Are Strong." Those were the words of the sole survivor of the 1915 sinking of two whaleboats in which 14 men died. Tragically, this all occurred within sight of the village that they sailed from. The music, evidenced by the song Merrowsorg, is mournful and solemn and is powered by the unforgettable voice of John Aldara. He begins singing softly over acoustic guitars and then unleashes a furious call out to the heavens over crushing waves of metal guitars. It's quite intense, and I can only imagine how great it is to experience live. They're currently on tour in Europe with another of my favorite bands, Solstafir, who sing mostly in their native Icelandic and have been around for 20 years or more. Speaking of live, Tyr is the second band from the Faroe Islands that I'm talking about today. Tyr are a top Viking metal band who have been releasing albums for 18 years. Viking metal is a small subgenre of metal that Tyr embodies fully with songs exclusively about Viking stuff, like "By the Sword of My Hand," "Hail to the Hammer," and "Blood of Heroes." My son Harley and I drove 6 hours to Baltimore to see their first show of their first U.S. tour since 2019. Why did we go so far? Because we had tickets to see them at a club 20 minutes from my house, but that show, scheduled for April 2020, was sadly canceled. The latest show from their forthcoming Battle Ballads album is called Dragons Never Die and is the subject of a beautiful video shot along the steep ocean cliffs of the Faroe Islands. It's a great deal of fun and has the fast-paced riffing and double bass drums that make Tyr so fun. It's only a matter of time before the song finds its way into a Viking-themed movie or something like that. We'll get to see them a second time because the last show of their current tour is coming close to my house, again, about 20 minutes away. That's all for me today, except to say thanks for indulging my wish to share this music from a far distant land. And as always, guys, death to false metal. Thanks.
And I wish everyone a great month of April.